In a few states, you're going to have to list the contributions of the different members. So you're going to list the member's name, and then you're going to list the capital contribution that that individual made in order to establish their membership interest in the LLC. This is not a common thing, but it is in some states, so we won't spend a lot of time on it. If you are in one of the states where you have to list the members and their contributions, what you want to do is list the members and list a very small contribution. The member can always make a bigger contribution at some later time. This is a public document. You don't want to list that Joey paid $100,000, Mary paid $200,000, because that just means that they're the deep pockets. We know who has the money in this LLC, and you don't want to advertise that. Member liability, remember that's one of the four elements that you're going to choose between. In fact, that's the element we're always going to choose. Some of the articles of organization do not require that you specifically designate the member's liability. However, it's probably good practice to say that the members are not liable for the debts and obligations of the company. Put the public on notice that you do not intend to be liable for the debts and obligations or the liabilities of the company. A couple of states are a little weird on it, Vermont, Hawaii. Check on what your state requires there, but the bottom line is you don't want the members to be liable on anything that you don't have to have them be liable on. Every state is going to have you sign the Articles of Organization. You're going to be signing as a member, and you're going to possibly be signing as a manager. The members and the managers have to sign. However, having said that, in today's electronic society, some states will actually allow you to file online, and obviously we don't have the same signature procedure that you would if you were signing a hard copy piece of paper. Many of the states will require that it be notarized. That's okay. Just go down to your favorite bank and have the notary. Remember that all of this is included in your state's articles of organization that you're going to get off the state website, and they're going to give you instructions as to how you do the filing. In some states, and your state will tell you, you are actually going to have to file notice of your intent to form an LLC. The bad one is in New York. You're actually going to have to spend $2,000 or $3,000 in order to do your publication in the state of New York in order to get your LLC operational. And there are actually a number of states that require some sort of publication. So watch for it. Your state will tell you if you have to publish. And that information is going to be on the website right along with the Articles of Organization or the Certificate of Organization or whatever your state's going to call it. Every state is going to require a fee in order to file the Articles of Organization. That may be $30, $40, $50, $100 is very common. California is the one that rapes you. They are going to charge you $800 or $900. In California, for every LLC, you're in it $1,000. That's why it's kind of nice to have a state where you have series LLCs, because there's only one filing fee for the major LLC, and all of the baby LLCs under it, they don't have separate filing fees. So watch, see what your state is. There is going to be a state fee every year in order to maintain your LLC. In Utah, it's currently $12. In California, it's currently $800. Let me think. California is going to charge you. Once you file the papers and pay the fee, you now have an LLC established with the state, and you are ready to go to work. Now we're going to have to get the tax ID numbers, form the operating agreement, and do a bunch of other stuff, but we are officially an LLC at this point.